Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, gang, welcome back. 4 o'clock hour. Man, it's... what's that white stuff laying on the grass out there? Don't worry, gang. It gets better later this week. 50s and 60s by the weekend. Story here from the Daily Mail. The highly anticipated yet severely delayed new James Bond film may find a home on Netflix or Apple TV.
Okay.
As the two streaming giants look to shell out big bucks to get 007 on their platforms, the news of the film No Time to Die was potentially going to a streaming service was first dropped by film critic and screenwriter Drew McWeeny on his Twitter, quoting here from Drew McWeeny, "I can't get my head around the idea that we may well see James Bond debut on Apple TV Plus or Netflix. The numbers I've been hearing the last few days are insane." McWeeny did not give a figure as to how much of the film could go for, but did tweet that there was serious pressure for MGM to just go ahead and sell the film, given the impact the coronavirus pandemic continues to have on theatrical releases. The critic also wrote, "And there are some monster offers on the table."
Okay.
Huh. By the way, Mulan made $120 million. Now, granted, probably wouldn't have made more in the theater.
Is that enough? Is it enough?
I don't know. I wish they would release Top Gun 2. I'd go ahead and buy it for $30.
You know, I told you I made this appointment television. Borat 2 was Friday night.
How was it?
You know, I don't like uncomfortable, it makes me cringe kind of impractical jokers kind of stuff. You will cringe, but there are some scenes where you will fall down laughing.
Is it worth it?
You have to understand his humor and what it is they're trying to do. There are parts of that movie that are very, very funny, but your head will be in your hand going, oh, no.
Good. Good.
I mean, I'll just give you one example that's a clean example, because the funniest example is not clean and I can't tell you. Right. It involves him going into a cell phone store. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. Because he's punking everyone around him, you know.
Right, that's what he does.
He goes into like a Menards, you know, like a small town Menards in the middle of Texas. And he goes in with his, quote, daughter, who's an actress, and asks the store owner or manager where the cages are to keep the children. And the manager manager says, "Well, we got some back here. How big do you want it?" And he's got his daughter with him.
Right.
And they get out there and Borat says, "Now how many children would fit in this cage?" And the owner goes, "Well, probably just the one." And he buys it and walks out of how these people go along with this stuff. How do they go along with it? But they do.
I don't know. Now, several people.
And he says to put her in it. He says, I need a cage for her and I need it big enough for her. And he goes, "Okay, well, here's some cages." He says, "Now, how many children could I fit in this one?" And the store clerk just Well, probably, he goes, well, probably just the one.
What? Now, several people have said Borat 2. Did you see Borat 1?
Yes.
Years and it was like yeah, it's 15 been years many ago or whatever years. It was. A lot of people have written in that Borat 2 is not as good.
It's just cringeworthy.
Subsequent movie, film.
I will tell you this, for the scene in the cell phone store alone, you would want to watch it. In fact, I texted you after that scene.
There weren't any kids in there, were there?
No, God, no.
Okay.
He goes into like a very small satellite AT&T store okay. and is like pretending like he doesn't know how cell phones work.
You sent me that and I shared it with the person better than me for sure. And she was like, she goes, that's a funny skit as long as there aren't kids in there.
There were not children in there, nor would you watch that scene with children, but I fell out of my bed laughing.
So you're giving it one thumbs up, two thumbs up?
If you're looking for a distraction, it's not going to win an Oscar.
It's not?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Not even under the documentary category?
No, not even under the doc category.
Real quick, and then we'll get to a very serious story after 4:15. New Yorkers waited in line, long lines, on the first day of early voting in their state. On the first day of early voting in New York over the weekend, Saturday, tens of thousands of people waited in long lines, often for hours on end, to cast their ballots. Social media was abuzz with videos and photos of snaking voter lines outside polling places across the state. At Madison Square Garden in Manhattan, the voting line stretched across multiple blocks, and according to the New York Times, more than 750 people were still in line after the polls had closed on Saturday. One of the voters in line, Emmanuel Vasquez, who was 25, told the New York Times that he had waited for 3 hours to cast his ballot. Said Vasquez, I am tired. I'm hungry. I want to go home. But I'm just thinking about how worth it this will feel in a few weeks, and that is keeping me alive.
How many people listening would have 3 hours?
Well, it's on a Saturday.
I don't care.
Okay.
I got stuff to do.
Well, he's 25 years old.
It should
he
not
probably doesn't have a family.
Take 3 hours.
No, it
hours.
Should not. You're right about that.
My God.
I think it's not
like they didn't know the election was coming.
Yeah, I think it's embarrassing that in the United States, whether it's on the day of voting or on early voting days or whatever, I think it's embarrassing.
The question is this embarrassing? Because it is. The question is, why are we making this so hard? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I think part of it is maybe they did not anticipate such an incredible turnout. Not sure how you couldn't have figured that one out.
Sure how you couldn't have figured that one out either.
Just watch the news. Voter interest is extremely high on both sides.
In fact, they are saying this presidential election is forecast to have the highest voter turnout. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
In 112 years. In 112 years. Yeah, back when people took horses to go vote.
Well, yeah, because they didn't have a car. Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people are saying, I'm waiting until Election Day. I want to vote on Election Day. We'll get to this horrible story out of Leavenworth a little bit. Let me ask something, because we don't talk politics, but this is not politics. This is just civics. If you are holding out for Election Day, why?
Why?
Why? I mean, you could mail it in. I did that. My mom went in person and early voted. Sarah, my oldest daughter, voted for the first time ever on Saturday at Okun Arena or whatever it's called out in Western Shawnee. They applauded her.
For the first time voter.
They do that for first time voters.
That makes me smile. That makes me so happy.
Like when she came out of the booth, all the workers were there.
First time voter.
Yeah, first time voter.
I did not get the applause when I voted in 2016.
Aw. I had another friend on Facebook wrote that they applauded her daughter, and she said it just warmed my heart.
Yeah, but here's what I'm curious about. I've heard people say, I'm voting on Election Day. I'm holding out till Tuesday, November 3rd. Well, okay, that's fine, and I understand some people are traditional about that, and that's great. But what if you're working that day, and in Kansas you get 2 hours, in Missouri you get 3 hours of paid time off to go vote?
Yeah.
If you don't have more than... I think it's 3 or 4 hours consecutively outside
right.
of work.
So the question becomes, Scott, if you get stuck in a line.
What are you going
to
do?
On Election Day, I believe they have to let you vote if you're already in line. Is that true?
That is. If you're in line when the polls close, they put a stopper there. I think it's a human. and that person will not let anybody else in. But if you're in line at 7 o'clock when the polls close in Kansas and Missouri,
they have to let you vote.
Yes, absolutely.
I just think you're rolling the dice if you wait until the last day.
Why not just make it more convenient for yourself and go in on a Saturday? As long as you don't work on Saturdays.
I don't know.
Or mail it in. By the way, you can track that stuff. I tracked my ballot all the way to the Kansas Secretary of State's office, and they accepted it.
Okay.
Didn't I show you that? Hmm. Maybe I showed it to Weinbaum when he was filling in for you. It says, there are three little dots, okay? And it says, ballot mailed, and it tells you the day, October 14th. Ballot received, and it tells you the day they received it.
And then where does it say ballot tossed?
Ballot tossed, because you're Scott Parks is the next one. 576-7798. If you are waiting for November 3rd to vote in person, why? But lines, I mean, interest in this year's election, they're saying, is as big as it's been since probably 1908. You're going to be in line for a long, long time, and you're going to be missing work potentially. 576-7798.
Thank you, Sam, for the clarification.
We were talking about how they're not expecting interest in any other election since 1908, like they're expecting in 2020. That's not based on the number of people that go out and vote. The percentage of the voting population is going to be that high.
Correct.
By the way, in 1908, it was William Howard Taft beating William Jennings Bryan. Interesting side note.
Ripping.
Listen, this is how quickly the demographics of America change, or at least the population movement changes. In 1908, Kansas had 10 electoral college votes. We now have 6.
Wow.
California had 10 electoral college votes. The population of California at the time was 2 million. Kansas had 1.6.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now California has 500 electoral college votes, and we have 6.
Must have been the gold rush.
Must have been, Dana. That's what it was. Anyway, we're asking you an interesting question because voter turnout is expected to be huge this year. Already 60 million people have voted early. That is millions, millions more than did in 2016. We still have 8 days to go. But many people are holding out for November 3rd, Tuesday, November 3rd. That's fine. Certainly you're right. But if voter turnout is going to be that high, or as they predict, why run the risk that you're going to have to get in line? It might be God knows how many hours or how long it takes. And you've only got 2 hours if you live in Kansas to get paid time off to go vote, 3 hours in Missouri. What if your boss says, hey, you got 3 hours, you better get your butt back to work?
Yeah.
Let's go to JC in Lenexa. Hello, JC. 576-7798.
Hi. Lovely snowy afternoon.
It's okay.
Man. I know. Okay, this is the deal. I have been a poll worker for at least the last 4 presidential elections.
Good,
so that kind
of
tells you how old I am. So the last election, you know, there was a big, big deal about voter turnout was going to be astronomical, so they had all these advanced polling places. We had a line like at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the only reason we had a line was because the machines broke down, because it was the first time we had the new machines.
Yeah.
And the machines broke for about 45 minutes. So that's why we had a line. Other than that, I have to say, I got half a book read. We did not have...
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Actually, in the last, I can't even remember how many elections, we've never, at our polling place, ever had long lines. I've gotten a lot of books read.
Well, but JC, let me ask you this. For a bond election or school board stuff, and I'm not saying those things aren't important because local is critically important, but for a presidential election, do you not expect there always to be a more robust turnout?
Oh, yeah. And it was the same thing with the last election in August. We had more in August show up than we've had in presidential elections. And I have friends who work in polling places, and I have a really good friend who's a supervising judge. And, I mean, we compare notes, because you're not allowed to do it while you're working.
Yeah.
We compare notes on how boring it is. Can be, because I'm not kidding. Well, we get, you know, $8 to something an hour, so it's not like you're doing it for the pay. But Now I lost my train of thought because you two were laughing.
Well, just quit being so funny then.
Well, it was a really good point too. But yeah, oh, that's what it was. There was such a big deal about the advance voting that people were standing in line for hours, and you guys were talking about it in New York, for hours to advance vote.
I'm looking at the pictures on TV right now.
Yeah, but we've never had people standing in line for an hour or 30 minutes. I'm telling you, now that I'm saying this, people are going to go, well, we're just going to wait, and the lines will be like six blocks long. So I'm using an anonymous name so nobody will know who I am.
Yeah, I know, JC.
Yeah, that's not my real name, but that's okay. But, yeah, I'm telling you, it's more than likely going to be the same because 2016 was a really big one, and I've heard. And the other reason why it's such a long line is because they're having a really, really hard time trying to find people who will work during this pandemic.
Yeah.
Because my majority of the people who are working are elderly,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to run that risk of being out. So that's one of the reasons why the lines are so long.
Hey, not JC, thank you for the call. Thank you for all the work doing the polls.
Hey, that $8 goes a long way, let me tell you.
Yeah, you do. You make $8 in the entire day, don't you?
Well, it's $8. So, ooh, we got, I think, a $25 bonus.
You mean a 25 cent bonus.
Good.
25 cents?
You deserve it.
I quit. I'm not doing this for 25 cents.
More of your calls and comments in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. I know, 8328. Scott, you live in Kansas. It's not that easy here in Missouri. I know. And for all my friends over in Missouri, you guys should demand that they make voting easier over there. The only way to do it is absentee, and you have to have an excuse. Screw you. Here's my excuse. I want to vote. Now, give me a ballot. 576-7798. We're talking about Election Day, which is a week from tomorrow, and already a record 60 million Americans have already voted. That is a record for early voting. And we still have 8 days to go. Why wouldn't you early vote? Why run the risk on what is for many people, not everybody, but many people, a work day? And say, hey, boss, I'll be back. Well, you got 2 hours, and you better be back at your desk. I'm not paying you for not being here, okay? All right, bye. Well, you get in line. What if it's a long line? They're expecting record turnout even on Election Day.
Take bottled water.
Yeah. Take a resume, too, because you might get fired if you're out too long. DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. My two cents is they are opening up the election for Missouri and Oklahoma. They're having events this weekend where you can go into, like in Tulsa, the Driller Stadium is open the 29th, the 30th, and 31st. And people are going to go there. People are going to Arrowhead. I talked to my sister yesterday in Kansas City. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that is why we're having large turnouts. I think Madison Square Garden, you'll spend 2 hours there because it's an event now. So what has happened is, I think, will stay is opening up these big arenas for people to vote. It's, I think, the next generation coming up wants it to be an event. I talked to my son-in-law here. Him and my daughter are going to Tulsa Stadium.
Like, because, to make it fun, DJ. I mean, I hate to say that,
yes,
but to give the kids
right,
something like, well, let's go to Arrowhead and vote.
Make it fun.
Yes. So why change all this? Let's keep it going every 4 years.
I agree. The NFL's been huge in getting people to get out and vote. So Snapchat.
You're not speaking about. You're not. Wait. Hang on, DJ. Hang on. You're not speaking out against early voting, are you?
No, I'm speaking of why people would wait in lines. Why I'm going to my polling place, which the lady before me described it perfectly. I'm going to walk in my polling place because it's location. The one I voted here down here for 4 years now is a very small church, and very, no big lines. So you have to admit, where you're polling place is critical of how long your line will be.
Right. That's right. The Chiefs have announced more details about voting at Arrowhead, including who can vote. This is important. And how best to do it. Only residents of the parts of Kansas City that fall within Jackson County will be able to vote at the stadium. Voters with KC addresses in other counties will not be eligible. I'm so talking to you, Clay, Platt. You've got to live in Jackson to vote at Arrowhead. Park in Lot M, which is between the Chiefs and Royal Stadium. You use the Founders Plaza entrance, and there are buses that will be running from the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority at 12th and Charlotte to get you back and forth.
Let's go to Brian in KCK. Brian, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scott, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Glad to have you, man.
I work in the city of Kansas City, Kansas, and I go to the advanced polling places every day as part of my job. I would recommend everybody get out and advance vote because the process is as smooth as I've ever seen. And me and my fiance have both advance voted, and we were in and out in about 15 minutes.
15?
Yeah.
What do you mean your job is to go from polling place to polling place all day? Why?
I work with the city.
Oh, okay.
And I take care of, I do maintenance at the polling places every day.
All right.
So I am in the election center in downtown. I'm at the outlying advanced voting places. And I go in and I see how the process works. And I was going to vote on election day. And I saw the advanced voting and how smooth it was going. I said, we've got to do this.
Good for you.
So,
right on. Hey, Brian, thank you for the call, man. Getting a little bit of weird feedback on you. Kate in Kansas City. Kate, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Anytime.
I vote in the Northland, and the last presidential election, I was in line for hours just waiting to get in the building.
On election day or early?
On election day.
On election day, okay.
And I teach, so I couldn't go to that after school, and it just I waited forever. I got to vote, and it was fine. But then this time, with early voting, I went on Saturday. I had a bit of a wait because I went on a Saturday, but I was in and out, everything done within an hour at least. And it was easy. And for me, I fear, I keep having teachers keep getting quarantined or someone gets a positive and then they quarantine for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
at this point, if you get quarantined right now, that covers election day.
Great point.
You know, I think like doctors and nurses and anyone else who is in the population a lot, they need to go vote now while they can. And it was simple. All I had to do was go to my election board. My reason was COVID. And it was no big deal. It was so simple.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, and I hope I'm not breaking a law here, but in Missouri, you have to have a reason to early vote or
like,
to absentee vote.
Military, or you're going to be out of the country.
Right.
Or
but one excuse they will accept this year is COVID. Yep. And so if you want to early vote, all you have to do is tell them, I want to early vote because of COVID, and they will give you a ballot, so I've been told.
Yes, it was absolutely easy. They asked no other questions. It was just COVID, and off I went with my ballot, put it in the box,
and I was done. And I would encourage that because, and you bring up a really interesting point, Kate. Think about how many people will test positive between now and next Tuesday, okay, and will just say, screw it, I'm still going.
Yeah, we would rather you not. Just vote early.
But just vote early before you go get the test. Go get the test and then go home for quarantine.
And Kate, thank you for the call. You want to guess, according to the U.S. Elections Project, the most votes have been cast in which states? What are the top three states, if you had to guess?
For early voting?
Yep.
Top three states, is it percentage or total number?
It doesn't say. I'm guessing total number.
Okay, so they're big states, obviously. Pennsylvania is number one.
No.
California is number one.
California is number two.
Texas is number one.
Texas is number one.
California is number two. Florida is number three.
Florida is number three. Texas followed by California and then Florida. So far and across the nation, more than 39 million mail ballots have been filed and more than 18.9 million in-person votes have been cast.
60 million votes.
That's crazy.
Well, that would put it at 50, so that story might be a couple of days old. I heard
and you've seen the lines not only in Georgia, which we've seen, but New York State, mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Well, in Georgia, they were saying 8-hour waits in some places in Atlanta.
Listen to this. Texas has already surpassed 70% of the total turnout in 2016.
Just with early voting.
Just with early voting.
Huh. Telling you. This election is going to
shatter records.
And I hate to say this when, you know, every year it's like every 4 years it's this is going to be an election unlike any we've ever seen before. But well, this one might be. And keep in mind we haven't said a single candidate's name and we will not. I'm not going to break it down or talk about the debates. I couldn't care less.
Just vote.
But the interest in this election, whether you're over here, over there, is huge. We will have, by the way, continuous coverage on election night here on KMBZ. Natalie in Overland Park. Hello, Natalie.
Yeah. Hey. I think for me personally, I just am not ready. And so I'm just like wanting to do research. So I'm just like, I'm not ready to vote early.
Like you haven't decided on who you want to vote for or whom you want to vote for?
Correct.
Huh.
And is this, can I ask generally how old you are? You don't have to give me the exact number.
23.
Okay. So you would have voted in one presidential election prior?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you vote in that election?
Yes, I did.
Okay. But you're a week out and you haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
The undecided voter is fascinating to me.
Well, ask her a question.
Can you tell us, and without getting into which side or what, why are you undecided?
And don't name names because we don't name them.
Yeah, we don't talk politics, but I'm just curious why you are undecided.
I think I'm trying to stick to my values and which person is going to follow that and which person is truly going to make this country come back to unity. So,
Okay.
Well, Natalie, I will not tell you how to vote. You need to do your own research and vote your conscience.
Good luck to you, but just vote.
Okay. To be 23 again.
I don't think I'd want to be 23 again.
To be 23.
Shush!
Shut up, Sam!
Yeah, you shut your mouth in there.
I'm not sorry.
576-7798. Hey, you! Get into my car! Biggest creeper song of all time, looking back some 30 years. Get in the back. There's some roofies back there and all kinds of stuff. Weirdo Billy Ocean. Election Day is 1 week from tomorrow. Don't forget, we have continuous coverage on the evening of Tuesday, November 3rd. You can hear it all here on KMBZ. We are asking with early voting in both states. In Missouri, it's a little bit trickier. Kansas is really easy, like crazy easy.
And wouldn't you think it would be the opposite?
Yes. If you're to follow the old stereotype that Kansas is backward.
What's wrong with Kansas? Yeah. Yes.
But no, I mean, voting in Kansas early is a joke, a breeze. So why are we waiting, some of you, until November 3rd? My mother, who's the most traditional human being I've ever met in my life, early voted. And for obvious reasons. She's 75 years old. She's compromised. She went out and early voted a couple weeks ago or a week ago. Danny in North Kansas City. Hello, Danny.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I'm here. I never vote early, but I've never had any problem going out a little bit around 3:30-ish up north here. But my concern this year is they moved our polling place from a church to a public library down the road, which only has, like, I don't know, 8 parking spaces. And that just seems like a really bad idea.
8?
Yeah. Yeah, at least right up front by the doors, There's maybe 8 there.
Huh.
What kind of building is it?
It's a Mid-Continent public library, one of the old, little bitty ones.
Huh.
And it's right next to a fire station, too. So, yeah, there's no parking over there either.
All right, partner. Angie in Lee Summit. Hello, Angie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking very much.
Well, That's good. I'm glad you're doing well. I listen to your show every day, and I love it.
Thank you.
You always make me laugh. Sometimes you make me think.
Sometimes.
it's rare, but every once in a while.
My birthday is November 3rd, and I am going to vote on my birthday. So I just wanted to let everyone know that it's important for you to get out there and vote. And I am going to do it on my birthday, which is a good thing.
Now, is this your 18th birthday? Is that why you're waiting? Or
That's very funny. No, no. I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
All right. I didn't ask.
Well, good for you, Angie.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope the lines are short for your birthday.
I hope so. It's right behind my house, so it should be good.
Okay.
Good.
Be well, Angie. Take care of yourself, all right?
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Voting early is such a relief. I don't have to pay attention to the election anymore. How do you get away from it?
You turn your TV off.
Barbara Bollier is the greatest candidate of all time. Barbara Bollier. Devil.
She's coming for your guns.
Risky.
When we come back, I am thrilled to offer an update to a story, a despicable story out of St. Louis that we talked about for an entire hour on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They have made an arrest.
In the cell phone case?
In the case of the cell phone and the woman who lay dying.
Oh, that poor woman.
And here's what I want to ask you when we come back, Scott. We can all agree this man is a dirtbag.
Yes.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what he's been charged with. Are some cases so abhorrent, some behavior so abhorrent, that the punishment should be greater in certain cases when you are charged with the same crime?
All right. Before we wrap this up, let's go to John in Kansas City. John, thank you for your patience and welcome.
Yes. How you guys doing?
So good. Go ahead.
Better than we deserve. Thanks, man.
I just want to make a quick comment about voting. I live in Platte County, of course, right up here by the airport. And I decided that I wanted to early vote. I went to Platte City, which is the main seat, county seat, I guess you call that, for Platte City.
Yes.
I walked into the election board. I walked right up to the desk, showed them my ID. They asked me why I wanted to vote absentee. I told them I was going out of town. They handed me a ballot. It took me 2 minutes. There was two other people in the room voting, which there was probably a half a dozen stations you could vote. I walked right up to one, voted, and walked right out through the door. That was last Tuesday morning at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know why everybody doesn't do it. I really don't.
I wonder, Scott, and thank you for the call, John. I wonder if after this election cycle, the states that have not fallen in line with making this easier will say, okay, look at the turnout, look at what was accomplished by making this easier during a pandemic year or otherwise. Let's get this fixed, especially in Missouri.
Let me see. I'm looking up how many, before we go, how many states don't have early voting? I guess I'll have to save that answer until we get back because we're running short on time. Don't forget, on election night, 1 week from tomorrow, we will have comprehensive, complete, nonstop, any other word you want to throw in there, coverage here on KMBZ. Listen in your car. Maybe you're just sick and tired of watching this stuff on TV. We will have it for you on your friendly radio station. A week from tomorrow, it's all over. Barbara Bollier is the greatest human being that's ever lived. Barbara Bollier, wicked. God, it's almost over. News is next, and then an update on one of the most egregious crimes out of St. Louis in quite some time. There's finally been an arrest in the case of the woman whose cell phone was stolen as she lay dying. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.